Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to E Factor for the Soul with hosts DC Love and Brenda Pierce here on the Sacred Embers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back and relax and enjoy weekly visits with us as we share candid conversation, readings, and Reiki. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you all for making this time and space available on a marvelous Saturday afternoon. Wherever you are, you know that the universe has your back, and I'm Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse here to triage body, mind, and spirit, and I am spending this next hour with one of my dearest, closest friends, and that's DC Love. Welcome, DC, to the show. Thanks for being here with us.
Brenda, I'm honored to be your co-host, and I'm honored to be here, and this is the time to connect with the universe, have a little fun, maybe ask those questions that have been on your mind, you know, gain the clarity that you're needing and know that as we connect, anything is possible. And I truly feel that, Brenda, that anything is possible. And I also believe that each of us has the power to create our own reality. And one of the ways that I find is a really cool way to do that, Brenda, is I like the I am affirmation. How about you?
I absolutely do. And for anybody, you know, we are all energy, aren't we? And whatever we affirm in our life, it is. It becomes a reality, that's for sure. I love it.
Yes, but you've got to be really mindful, though, because the words I am, they are two of the most powerful words spoken in the human language. But, you know, you've got to be careful because it's what you add to the I am that could become your reality. So that's what we've got to watch for. So let's just start off by saying, I am open to receiving the messages today.
I am open to receiving the messages today.
Yes, and I am so blessed to be here with you, Brenda. I am
thrilled to be with each and every one of us, whether you're here now in the studio with us, listening online, or listening to this cosmic replay as we add it to the cosmic conversation of podcasts and the network of Sacred Embers. It's just an amazing, amazing world we're growing here.
Oh, it is. And you know what? I love our little Reiki circle. Do you think we should start with that?
Are you ready, everyone? Let's do it, because this is starting the power hour. Let's get it going.
Yes.
So everyone, imagine that you are sitting in this beautiful big cosmic circle encircling the globe, and with the reach of Blog Talk Radio into many, many countries that I've never even heard of out there in the world, it is possible that we have people from around the world right now with us in this moment of now. As we put our right hand up and our left hand down, palm down, imagine our hands energetically encircling and reaching for the next cosmic person, the energy source of the next part of ourselves, as we hold hands and connect. I want everyone to take a big, beautiful, cleansing, deep breath through your nose and out your mouth, releasing all the trapped in stagnation, and let us ground and anchor together and just allow our energy forces to really connect. Do it two more times, please, to help really, really anchor us and ground us and free us from all the limitations, and so that we are present in this moment of now, whether you're in the future listening or here with us. Again, two more breaths. Beautiful, beautiful. So now that we are connected energetically and grounded, we now, from our heart space, beam into the center of the circle. So we send to everyone, loving energy from our heart space. And if you can imagine, as you give out to the collective is sending all that love back to you. And as it is that we are in the month of Valentine's and February, feel the pink, ooey-gooey, loving essence flowing around the circle. As you give, you receive back 100-fold. And know that if your heart is hurting in any way, shape, or form, this ooey gooey loving balm is filling you with the love that you so desire and require. And know that as you feel it oozing into you, that the Reiki, the life force energy that is universally around us and available for us, is now encircling the circle, empowering us, dealing with the mental emotional issues, and healing the past, the present, and allowing you to make a wish right now. Take a deep breath and make a wish. As we design the I am that we want to live with as we move forward with the rest of our life. And know it is so. We ask for all our beloved forces, the elements, the stars, the crystals, our beloved loved ones, whether they are here and near or far or even beyond. Their essence is with us, and right now we have this opportunity to heal all space and time. Take a deep, beautiful breath and just allow ourselves to say, I am sorry. I am ready. Please forgive me. I am thankful. And I am loving this experience of now. Know that the Ascended Masters and the Angelic Forces and those that we revere and hold near and dear in reverence are with us in creating this beautiful external vortex, creating this sacred space, penetrable from all external forces not benevolent to ourselves. And as such, we call in the cathedral trees, the boreal forests, the ancient trees. There are structures deep and well-rooted are holding the sacred space together like a fortress. And that the branches overhang like a beautiful cathedral, allowing the light of love from above to flow through the center with its iridescence and sparkles, covering us with love. Taking a deep, beautiful breath, we are now prepared for the power hour, and as such, it has begun.
Beautiful, Brenda. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for participating. And as such, we're ready to rock and roll, and we have the house is full, DC, full to overflowing with people that want to spend
Yay.
Time with us.
I'm ready. I'm ready when you are. Okay. Let's have some fun. Let's have some
Alrighty.
Fun.
So area code 256, you have been on the longest of everyone. We want to honor you for being with us. And who do we have on the line? Area code 256, you're live. They've been on so long that they've forgotten that they're even here. Okay,
oh
we'll circle back. Oops, there she is. Okay, I'm going to come right back in. Hi, and welcome to the show. This is Glynis, you say? Hello? Oh, she must be muted. We'll come back again. Okay. So area code 860, you are live. Who do we have with us now?
Hi, thank you. It's Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, DC. Thank you for reminding me, and thank you for the message today. That was very nice, the meditation.
Beautiful. Well, you know what? Your angels were saying that you were needing to have a little bit more fun. And that's why I messaged you, because I saw you out, and you're in the sunshine, and you're having a nice time. And it's sort of like you're getting in touch with that beautiful inner child. And when Brenda was talking about, you know, that ooey-gooey feeling from the heart and saying she saw, like, this, you know, she's talking about this beautiful pink heart, I saw hearts all around you, hon, okay? Are you listening with your heart? Do you listen with your heart and, you know, listen for messages that the voice can't, you know, give you? It really has to come from within the heart.
Okay.
And Lisa, are you also listening to what is not being said? Like, you really need to listen for deeper messages, not just with your ears, but with your heart, to really get the clarity that you're searching for.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you will have like a greater understanding of what's going on around you. Do you have a specific question?
No, just I guess what my angels want me to know.
Okay, well, one of the biggest ones is listening to your inner truth, okay? And don't let others, you know, sort of like knock you off course a little bit. You've got to trust what is within you, and you're going to move forward with an open heart. And the beautiful pink heart that I saw immediately when Brenda spoke of it was yours, Lisa. Archangel Michael is with you, and he's going to help you, and I'm getting the word abundance around you, okay? It's sort of like there's a lot of pressure going on in regards to maybe finances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And to fully use the time that you have now and, you know, to connect with people maybe and have a little bit of fun. But I'm getting like finances are important. So we have the abundance angels. They're coming in to really help you to, like, you know, to open up the flow of abundance for you, okay? And another message when I say that is, you know, you've got to go with the flow and sort of just, like, let things happen, Lisa, okay? And we've got to trust in the universe and in the magic of the universe. Sometimes, you know, we become a little bit resistant. We maybe struggle a little bit, okay? And we don't realize at times it's just easier to relax and go with the flow and let the situation that you have, you know, in front of you, let it resolve, okay? I'm getting there may be some kind of a job coming your way, maybe from home making some extra income, okay? And
okay,
the angels are saying to guide you to really connect with your joy and have fun. So fun, you know, fun is, it's very productive, okay? And you've got to allow yourself to have that time to have fun, to create, okay? And even watch like a funny show or something, you know, and enjoy a little bit of laughter, because laughter really feeds the soul, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please, excuse me, try to go with the flow.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, like, dream big, hon. I don't think you really see your potential, Lisa. You don't see all the possibilities that and opportunities that are coming your way. And the angels are going to help you to really to start to dream big and to really, you know, see the beautiful person that you are and let this, you know, be a way to empower you. Do you use any kind of visualization techniques? Because visualization is really helpful to manifest.
Okay.
Okay. And Lisa, you know what? Live in the moment. You know what? Don't think about the past. You know, the past is the past. It's there, and we can't change it. And we can't really, you know, worry too much about the future because a lot of it, you know, we don't have control over. But we can become like, you know, like a child and really embrace today. And, you know, sometimes do something like a child would do. Be really spontaneous. In other words, you know, stop and smell the roses. I don't know if you like to, you know, do some crafting, maybe a little bit of baking. But whatever it is, enjoy what you're doing and allow the universe and your angels to effortlessly come in and really help you. But you've got to listen to these angels. And to hear them, you've actually got to be a little bit more quiet. You've got to be still. And if you're a little bit disheartened, a little sad, a little bit tired, it's a little bit harder to really hear the angels. So you've got to make sure you take care of you. You rest, and then you get ready, you know, for every day, because every day is a brand new day. And do what you need to really feel joy again, Lisa, okay? Because a joyful state really helps us. And I'm getting the word miracles around you, okay? So when you pray, you've got to realize that the angels do hear your prayers. And, you know, with the divine, nothing is impossible. Because if you look at the word itself, you know, impossible says I'm possible. And what I want you to do right now, Lisa, is I want you to be really realistic, okay?
Okay.
And in doing so, I want you to expect miracles. I want you to say it right now with me. I expect miracles.
I expect miracles.
Honey, your life is a miracle, okay? And you are a miracle. And when we believe in miracles, we raise our vibration. And then the universe is so excited, you know, to match our vibration and bring the miracles our way. And you've got to know that you deserve. You've got to deserve to be happy, to be prosperous, to be abundant, to be successful, and really to have the life that you truly deserve, Lisa. And when I speak of miracles, a miracle is a shift of perception from fear to love, okay?
Okay.
So think about Jesus turning water into wine, okay? And, you know, feeding, you know, all those people with 5 loaves of bread, healing a blind man. I want you to start reading a little bit more so about miracles, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, really be ready for the miracles that are going to come your way, okay?
Thank you.
So get ready, have a change of perception. The angels are guiding you, hon. They're going to guide you, so you don't have to be afraid. And we have Archangel Gabriel, the messenger of creativity and hope, that is at your side. And he's going to help to inspire you. He's going to help to motivate you to really start to create something, to really be enthusiastic. Okay? He's with you, Lisa, and he's saying, Lisa, I am by your side. I'm going to, you know, help you with my loving guidance and support. And he's asking that you follow the guidance that's in your heart, okay? So I feel like this is a really cool reading because your reading was all about heart, all about love, and, you know, it's a perfect time to get this reading because we're in the month of love, okay?
Yeah,
one of the things thing around you is a dragonfly. And the dragonfly is a symbol of knowing who you are, Lisa, of knowing who you are, what you want, and what you don't want, and to really to be able to make those decisions that are going to change your life, okay? Lisa, you are strong, and you're going to be able to live that you live the life that you want to live, okay? There's nothing to worry about, hon. Okay, so you get ready for all those miracles, sweetheart. They're coming your way, okay?
Thank you.
And you've got to remember, if you're unsure about what you want in life, how are you going to attract something? You've got to put everything, okay?
That's
and again, I'm getting,
figure out
I'm getting love
do.
And miracles. Okay, so if you're stressed, you know, and you can't think of anything, you know, call upon the angels to help you to get in a better mindset, okay?
Thank you.
Because I'm getting, you know, like miracles, they're happening like all around you. Okay, so never give up and remind yourself, you know what, today is going to be the day, it's going to be the best day, you know, for the rest of my life. There's always hope, okay? And angels are gathering around you saying don't give up, don't lose hope. Oh, and soon you're going to see a miracle is on the horizon and it's going to be your miracle, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, DC.
Okay, and I'm just thinking your way. So we're not going to complain because when we do, we send that out to the universe and that's not what we're wanting, okay? So I'm getting, you've got to play right now, Lisa. After the show, I want you to play it, okay? Brenda, did you want to add anything?
I do. I actually am pulling cards, angel cards today, and I got Cupid. So talking about the love quotient and this being the month of love, it was just appropriate for you, Lisa, that Cupid showed up. So it says that we send you great loves of waves of love into your heart and mind, awakening your love for life itself. Your clear decision to accept and enjoy romance has triggered this reawakening. Allow yourself to spontaneously celebrate love in all its glorious aspects. So right along in alignment with our beautiful DC. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
That was absolutely beautiful and so on target. So on target. Absolutely amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. So I am just going to thank you very much for being with us, Lisa, and many blessings.
you. God bless.
I'm just going to go to our next person, and just hold on. I pressed the wrong button. I've got some music playing here in the background that I've got to shut off, and I've got people at the door. So hold on for a second, everyone. DC, could you just maybe share some more insights?
Yes, yes. Okay, everybody. I thank you all for being here with us, and I want to make sure that you guys really, enjoy the show. And what I want you to do now is, before Brenda comes back, put an intention that even if you're not, clearly communicating what you're needing, that you get to have, your questions answered, and the messages that you are needing, they're going to come right to you, okay? So we have Mother Mary with us, and she's saying, "My beloveds, thank you for joining the show today. I'm here as well. Love is all there is. Each of you beautiful children are children of God, and each of you are perfectly created. Open your heart right now and allow love to guide you. Allow love to guide you. This is divine energy. My beloveds, this energy has the power to change everything. You were created from love. It is time now to connect once again and bring humanity together. Allow this love to radiate outward to all that you meet. See yourself through the eyes of love. As we see you, as well as your fellow man, there is no separation, beloveds. Guide your brothers and your sisters to realize the truth within themselves and help others to see the miracles that love brings. Be the answer to someone's prayers. Beloveds, you are an extension of my love. Help to create a shift today with this divine infinite energy and remove all limitations. Let go. Let go of all that is holding you back. Allow this higher, energy within your higher self to step forward. Raise your frequency and return to your true state. Beloveds, you hold within you the unlimited potential you are needing. And as you ascend, you help others to become one in love as well. Each of you have the ability to bring so much love and light into the world, and you are so needed. Please, do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything that you need is within you. Allow me to continue to work through each of you and help you to expand and to awaken and to receive all that is needed to manifest an abundant life. I am with you every step of the way. Life holds for you more than you could have ever dreamed. Beloved children, as you expand your consciousness, you align and become one with divine love. Please trust yourself and continue forward on this beautiful journey. Open your heart to all the possibilities that surround you. You are meant to live a happy, joyful life that is filled with abundance. And my love is with you always. I love you, Mother Mary." So I hope
absolutely
that little
beautiful
helped, Brenda, because it was a message of love and it was in alignment with everything that's been going on so far. So I thank you for that.
Oh,
beautiful.
Wow. It's always wonderful to hear from Mother Mary and know that we are blessed and the universe does have our back, and we just need to acknowledge and really, again, the message about I am today and how valuable it is. That's the greatest gift we can give ourselves, is affirming to us what it is that we want and sharing that grace. So I'm going to open up the airwaves again. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. And this time it is area code 856. Hello and welcome to the show. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, DC?
We're doing good here. Do you have a question for us?
Just whatever you're picking up, unless you want a specific question.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Okay. Have you been thinking about something, maybe a job or doing something? Because the angels are saying, Laura, you are qualified. And they're going to be able to help you. Have you been thinking of maybe studying something, doing something different?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. The job
that
I'm doing, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
I just don't know really what I want to do.
Okay, well, you're here to help others. Okay, and you are here to be an example for them to follow. And Laura, you have an amazing spiritual connection. Spirit will help you. You've got to focus on you. And just, you know, radiate that beautiful energy that you have within. Let it radiate outward. Okay? So you've got to embrace all the beautiful qualities that you have, hon. I guess the words for today are love and miracle, because I'm getting miracle around you as well. I'm getting that you've got to start listening as well, you know, with your ears, but also with your heart, because soon enough there's going to be a message that comes your way. And Laura, it could be through the TV, it could be through the radio. You could be standing in a grocery line and a little child talks to their mother. I don't know how this message is going to be delivered to you, but it's going to be really important, so please pay attention, okay? Have you been praying for something? Because I'm getting your prayers are being answered.
Well, I've been praying that I can buy a home. That's really what I want.
Okay. Well, my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, well, then, girlfriend, what's the problem? Because you're a money magnet. You are a money magnet. And that's a great affirmation for you, and I want you to write that down and put it wherever you can see it. I am a money magnet. Okay? I'm getting, you know, like, have you thought about doing anything from home or sales, maybe marketing? Do any of those interest you?
I don't, Laura? Not really. Yeah, I hadn't really thought of it. Marketing or sales.
Okay.
I've never done it.
Okay, and something from home even, entrepreneurial, because, Laura, you have great leadership qualities, okay? You've got to start connecting with your joy, and you've got to start thinking about what it is that brings you joy. And when you get into that state where you connect with your joy, that's when things happen. For me, I never thought about doing what I'm doing. I didn't have a clue. So what did I do? I watched The Long Island Medium with my niece, Kelly. It couldn't be any more fun than that. Just watching a TV show, and my niece Kelly and I were watching for hours at a marathon, and I said, Kelly, oh, my gosh, I would love to do something like this. And lo and behold, Laura, I put that intention out to the universe. And before I knew it, I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me, and Spirit was actually sitting upon me to get my attention. Okay? So the easiest thing you can do is just connect with your joy, hon, okay?
Well,
and once you put that intention out to the universe, Ginger saying, girlfriend, put on your seatbelt because you're going to go for one hell of a ride, okay?
Well, Spirit does that.
So you've
got
to joy. Ginger is just, she has this basket, and she's putting four-leaf clovers all around you. Laura, you have a lot of luck, okay?
It doesn't feel that
and there's
way.
There's a lot of magic around. What's that?
It doesn't feel that way at all.
You've got to connect with your joy. Why are you connecting with your joy? Because what did I say in the beginning? You know what? When you are in your place of joy, your energy helps to raise your vibration, and the universe matches that frequency, okay?
Okay.
So, Ginger, girlfriend, up the volume. Let's go, girlfriend, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you have a lot of amazing ancestors. Maybe research, you know, what they have done, okay? There may be, you know,
well,
there may be stories. Go ahead. Go ahead, honey.
No, I mean, I'm familiar with some of them.
Okay, because I'm getting, you have a lot of great ancestors to really to tap into their knowledge and to help you with your journey, okay?
Okay.
I feel like you don't have enough earthly support, correct?
That's right.
Because I feel like the angels are saying she doesn't feel like she has enough like support in the earthly realm. Like you don't feel like you have enough support here presently.
True.
And I'm getting the word challenges around you, okay? Okay, so there's a woman coming in, and let's see. She's saying, Laura, you know, what about your uncle? You're so like your uncle. And you've got a big, beautiful heart, Laura. You've got an amazing, amazing heart. Okay, so I really feel that you're here to help others. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, let me just see. It's a woman coming in with the letter V name, but she's saying she wasn't there when I passed. So I believe she may have been a friend of your family's, your parents actually. She may have been like middle age, but she's saying, no, she wasn't there when I passed. So she might not even know that, but it was a friend. Okay? And she's saying, you know, watch out for the signs. Listen with your ears. Okay? So she, you know, she's saying what I said, listen. You've got to listen. You're going to get the messages that are being delivered to you if you listen. Okay? You've got to be mindful, and you've got to be a little bit more aware, honey. Okay? This is a time for you to get inspired. It's not a time to procrastinate. Doors are opening for you, Laura. And did you say, girlfriend, come on, let's walk through them. You may start to get ideas. Well, think about those ideas. Let them inspire you. There's going to be a lot of amazing things happening, changes on the horizon coming for you. And, you know, if you get an idea and you feel excited, well, do something with the idea, okay? But this is a time to get inspired, to really get started and to start living the life of your dreams, living, you know, at what, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting to do. You know, like, what is it? But I'm getting, like, my dog Ginger's coming in again, and she's saying, Laura, don't focus on the how, okay? She's saying, just visualize what you want. And she's saying, girlfriend, you know what? Let go of those emotions, because all they're going to do is going to, you know, connect you with the ego and hold you back, okay? So
okay.
Don't be afraid. You've got a lot of qualities that, you know, are amazing, like you're a great leader, and you're really creative. You have a compassionate heart, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like, you love animals, Laura?
Yes, I do.
Because I feel like you could really do something to help animals, okay? And share that love with the world. You're here to help animals in some way, okay? So that's what they're telling me. They just all these animals. Okay? But you've got to connect with your joy. You've got to do something you're passionate about. Is there any way that you could, like, do anything to help animals at this time? Volunteer maybe, you know, at a shelter? Anything that would help animals?
I could look into doing that. Yeah. That's a good
idea.
And
I feel that will really help you. Yeah. I'm going to turn you over now. I think Brenda has a little bit more guidance for you, Laura, and I thank you for calling in. Brenda?
Thank you. Thank you.
Have to unmute my line. Laura, I pulled an angel card for you, and this is going to transform you, and organically what popped up is see only love. So where DC was talking about that you're feeling kind of alone and a little bit alienated, I picked up on that. And as such, in order for us to feel a sense of belonging, sometimes we have to make the first step. And if you even if you don't feel like you can approach or say anything, see only love. See it from your heart and from your mind, from your spirit. Even say things like, you know, where DC says, I am a money magnet, you can actually say, I am love. And you're going to watch, because love is one of those vibrational frequencies that changes reality. And if you can see yourself being love, you're actually going to affect people around you. And sometimes up to 10,000 people will rise up a little bit farther and change their perspective because you changed your perspective. And that's what I've got for you. Does that make any sense?
You know, it sounds good, so I will try it.
Yeah. Baby steps, okay? So look for every opportunity. The first thing to do is love yourself. So I'm feeling a little hesitancy there. So, like, where do I begin, right? So looking in the mirror, gazing in your eyes, really holding that gaze where you're looking at your eyes and just say, I love you, Laura. I love you. Thank you for being here with me on this earthly plane. I love you. And start to love yourself and get that confidence built up in yourself, and you're going to see things change. I hope it helps.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Have a great, great Valentine's Day and see only love.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Yeah.
Richard,
so,
that was absolutely
amazing.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Right on target.
Oh, perfect. Great. So the Power Hour is moving right along. Let's see how many more people we can touch their lives this afternoon. So
yeah.
I'm opening up 315. 315, you are on the air. Who do we have with us?
Yes, this is Annette from New York.
Hi, Annette.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Dizzy. Hi, honey.
Hi. Great to connect with you, hon. Do you have a question?
Nope, I just wanted to say thank you for inviting me to the show, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm just picking up on your beautiful, beautiful energy, and I'm hearing, you know, you have your own life story to talk about, to tell. I'm hearing, like, everybody has a story to tell, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, like, get inspired, and write your story, because you're going to have a lot of inspiration there for others.
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to help you as well, like this beautiful story. It's going to help you to really to heal, because I feel, Annette, like there's a little bit of healing that is needed for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe, you know, you don't, you know, you're not where you're wanting to be, possibly. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking you're thinking about love. One of the topics that are coming up today is what I'm getting. And there may be like a little sadness within you as well, hon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel that that beautiful story of yours is not only going to heal you, but it's going to help others when you start writing. Okay. Because you're going to see, as you write your own life story, you're going to see, wow, like, I'm writing it now and I didn't realize that. Like, you're going to connect with the magic that is in your life. And again, you're going to inspire so many other people. And you've got a beautiful story yourself to tell, Annette. Okay? And you are creating your reality. And I think by writing your story, you're going to really, you know, have those dreams manifest for you. Okay?
Okay.
Health-wise, mm-hmm. like, watch your health. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that you don't take enough time to just sit and be still and, like, to really relax and meditate.
Yeah, I was meditating and then I stopped. I need to start again. You're right.
Okay. Do you use any kind of, like, herbs or any kind of, like, alternative things to really to help you? I'm getting, like, your energy is, like, wow, it's like you put your hands in a light socket at times. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know, like you said, medicine-wise, I don't know what you take medicine-wise, but ashwagandha is an herb that helps you calm down, and it's for, like, moderate stress. I would talk with a pharmacist to see, you know, if it'll, you know, be okay with what you're taking. But I'm getting you need to do some natural things to really get your health under control, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I've cut my medicines in half, but my doctor said it would take my body months to, you know, because I have a new doctor, and she said it would take months for my body to adjust to that. And I'm fighting depression, and I don't know if it's that or, you know, being in the winter or what, you know what I'm saying? But I'm hurting like crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like actually, Annette, it may be like a combination of a couple of things.
Okay.
I mean, I do feel like a seasonal depression because you're very... You're like a people person. You love to connect with people.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, like the snow and different things like that, you don't get out as much. And you really need that, like, interaction with people.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to, like you said, think about, like, you know, what you could do to calm down. Salt baths, lavender on your pillow, essential oil. So So there's like a lot of things that you can do, okay? I am getting as well that love is coming your way, okay? And that's, you know, you feel good when that is, you know, like that's one of the focal points of your life. And you deserve love because you're one of the most loving people that I know, okay?
Thank you.
So you've got to make sure that you're ready for love. Are you loving yourself? And, you know, as Brenda said, you know, like when you get up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And tell yourself, Annette, I love you. And look into your eyes and really see the beautiful person that's there looking back at you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time that you really got to focus on you. And, you know, if you're looking for love, you've got to get ready for it, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to love the person that you are becoming, Annette. You are an amazing person. You have beautiful, you know, gifts as well. You've got your spiritual journey that I feel like that you are actually starting to, you know, get back on a little bit more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to stay focused on what you're wanting in life. Do you ever write it down in it, like in a journal about it, what you're wanting, and then visualize?
I don't write it down, but I, you know, I pray about it at nighttime. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good as well. But I'm getting like if you wrote it like in a notebook, you could actually like look at it and it really helps to bring things into your life that you're wanting. And I'm getting when you do connect with that special someone, please, you know, I'm getting like old-fashioned courtship. I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's what I'm getting. Okay. You've got to, you know, in order to have this beautiful, peaceful, loving relationship, you've got to get rid of, the stress that you have. And, again, that energy that I'm feeling in it, it feels like you put your hand in a light socket. Okay? You've got to get rid of that. And, again, I'm getting the word miracle. So those words, love and miracle, have been coming up over and over again. Feel excitement about being in a beautiful relationship with someone that is truly everything that you've, you know, desired. And see yourself doing exactly what you want to do with that special someone, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, that love is going to be coming soon if you get yourself ready and you put it out there. Because the worst thing that could happen is, you know, okay, I want to have love, but I'm not ready. It'd be like going, you know, to go out on a date and, you know, that special someone comes to the door and you have your hair in curlers and you're in your bathrobe. I mean, it's not appealing, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you really get ready for love, and when you smile, you just send out all these beautiful vibes, okay?
Thank you.
So love that beautiful person you are. Look at that smile, okay? You've changed so much since I've known you, since I've been on this journey. I'm getting a D name around you in spirit, a gentleman. Do you have any idea who it could be?
A D name?
A D. I believe maybe possibly like around grandparents.
Not that I can think of. You know me, though, after I get off the phone or something, you know, I'll think about it.
Yeah, I'm getting the letter D. I'm getting, like, maybe possibly middle-aged is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And he's, and that, your journey's going to be amazing. And your family on the other side, they're so proud of you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So keep doing what you're doing. Don't get, like, you sort of get, like, a little bit off track here and there, Annette. And you've got to stay on track with, you know, with your beautiful gifts, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, like, with your spiritual gifts and everything, I just feel like I see money coming your way if you keep, you know, connecting with, you know, your spiritual gifts, okay?
Uh-huh.
And doing what you love. You know, when you do what you love, the money's going to follow, of course, okay? So this D person said, you know, came in and was giving you that. Okay. Okay, what am I seeing now? Okay, I'm seeing a rocking chair. Okay.
No.
And I'm getting like a G name possibly.
A G?
That's coming in now. G, yes. And I'm getting like, with the G name, I'm getting like a little bit of breathing issues.
Well, my great-grandfather's name was George, but I don't know if he had breathing issues, you know, I don't know him.
Yeah, I'm,
you know,
getting breathing issues. Did he have, like, anything with the lungs? Like, any kind of, like, asthma or something like that? Because I'm getting there's some kind of breathing issues.
With my family? What?
With him, I'm getting with him, he's saying, you know, he's just showing me like his chest and it feels like it's tight, you know?
I have no idea, you know?
Did he have like dark hair when he was younger, or like almost like a like dark hair with the gray going through it? Because that's what I'm being shown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's telling you, Annette, do not stop living your life because of your present circumstances.
Okay.
We see your beautiful gifts. We want you to be happy. We want you to enjoy your life. Okay, and stop worrying so much. You do have amazing gifts. And like you said, he's coming in as well. And okay, and he's saying cousin. Is there some kind of issue with a cousin that you were thinking about?
A cousin?
I'm getting like cousins. I don't know what that means.
Well, it's funny because when the show started, my cousin showed up. His wife has, she's in a wheelchair. She's got multiple problems. She's had cancer 3 times. You know, so
okay.
I don't know if that's what you're picking up. She's not in good shape.
Okay, and he's showing me your hands, and your hands are getting really hot, Annette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just feel like, wow, my hands are getting like really, really hot. And I'm getting that he's saying you're a healer, Annette.
Yeah, I've been told that before. My feet are actually burning up right now talking to you, you know.
Yeah, getting like... Like, use some of your gifts, like, with her, you know? Help
mm-hmm.
her. Because I am getting, like, and your dog's name is Ralph, but it's short for Raphael, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I named him after Archangel Raphael. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Archangel Raphael is what? He's our healing angel, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just get, you know, you've got to start using your beautiful gifts. Start, you know, doing some healing. You're a natural healer. And I just feel like, you know, this is going to be really helpful. But again, you've got to start meditating a little bit more, okay? You've got to stay grounded because you think about love. And I'm getting, like, allow Archangel Raphael to help you with some of those issues that are holding you back in regard to love, okay?
Okay, honey.
And I do feel like you're going to have, you know, the love you need. Is there someone that you have to forgive? A past, you know, relationship, because I'm getting the word forgiveness.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, it doesn't mean what they did was right. It just means, you know, I'm not going to hold on to this anymore. And I'm getting, you've got to watch what you're eating, Annette.
Okay.
Okay, and you've got to, like, listen to what you feel inside and, you know, to listen to your guidance. I am getting, you know, you've got to honor what you're feeling, and you've got to step onto that path, sort of come out of that spiritual closet, okay? And I'm getting, wow,
mm-hmm.
you are such a powerful healer,
no,
okay?
Thank you.
And sometimes mm-hmm. you hold things in because of your circumstances, and, you know, your feelings are important, and they do count on, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's what the angels are saying. Like, you've got to really, you know that what you feel is valid and you have the right to feel the way you feel. Okay?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, like, listen to the music. The music really helps you to be, like, a little bit more calm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I've stopped listening to the music compared to what I used to. I used to listen to it all the time. And I'm starting to get into this. Yeah, I've cut back on different things.
I've seen books in front of you. Are you... Annette, are you thinking about studying something? Because I see books in front of you.
Yeah, Reiki.
Are you starting a Reiki course?
No, I was going to talk to you about it because I know that you know about Reiki and stuff. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll connect with you maybe later, and we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay, honey.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Brenda because Brenda has been adding so many beautiful messages in today's show. Brenda?
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Well,
thank you.
I have to tell you that what DC has been telling you about a creative project,
mm-hmm.
the cards, I had two cards jump right out of the deck, right off the bat, and one is a creative project, so it's affirming for you that there is some creativity here that needs to be explored, and definitely, you know, stepping into your interest in Reiki is going to also be considered a creative project. So, you are on track with that, And the other piece, that the other card was relationship. So your primary relationship is with yourself and God, and every other relationship follows from there. So to attract, heal, and balance a relationship, you need to snuggle more closely with your own loving creator. And as you feel safe and loved within, so shall your other relationships bloom and prosper. So there you go. That's what I have to add, and it just goes right along with what's been discussed. So good for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And the only other thing I want to ask you is, do you wear any kind of copper jewelry or anything?
No, I don't wear any jewelry. Very, very.
Did you ever see, like, in the store, they have those copper bracelets for pain?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think copper will help you to feel healthier, and it'll also help you to find your path on, okay?
Okay, honey.
Okay,
absolutely,
honey. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. All the best.
Thank you so much.
That was lovely. Very good. So we have time to squeeze in one more. We have 10 minutes left in the show, DC. Do you think we can power up one more reading?
I do. Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So just to let everybody know, thank you again for being with us. And if you want to connect more with DC Love, go to www.therealdclove.com. And if you go to the show description, I've got a link in there. You can get a free gift from me. It's a 5 days of distance Reiki. I write you down in a book and bless you with Reiki every single day for 5 days, and that's a free gift. So, you know, to claim it, you have to click on it and register. So anyway, we're going to squeeze in one more. Area code 916. You are live on the line with DC and Brenda. Who do we have?
Thank you. This is Nancy from California. Hi.
Hey, welcome, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Nancy, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just curious, what do you see me focusing on now? I do know a lot what my gifts are, but I don't know how to use them now.
Okay, well, the first thing that I was picking up is the word fear. Okay? It's sort of, I believe that you may be like a little bit afraid of your gifts. Why is that?
Probably the first time I had an experience, it was fearful because it was unexpected.
Okay. But, you know, you've got to make sure that, you know, that you ground yourself, you center yourself, you bubble yourself. And this helps when you're, you know, you're starting out. And to really connect with your gifts, you know, ask Archangel Michael to come in, and he's going to be by your side. Okay?
Okay.
What I'm getting is, I see like all of these, like almost like these little chains on you, and these chains are holding you back, hon. Okay? This is a time for you to really connect with your true happiness. And the angels are saying, Nancy, you've waited so long. Okay? You've waited so long. Okay? Your life purpose is about to just, you know, show up and say, hey, Nancy, let's go here. I don't want to give out any of this beautiful magic that's going to happen, so I've got to keep it a secret. But it doesn't have to do with, you know, what, like a career that I'm going to tell you about, a job. It's about you really loving you, honoring yourself daily, and connecting with your joy. And then as you do, you're going to see all these synchronicities start to happen. Okay? So the more that you can take care of you, connect with your joy, and really, one of the biggest things is ask the universe to help you to be of service to others, okay?
Yes,
and don't be afraid. When you're afraid, it's like you have this wall up, and changes that are amazing are not going to be able to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to happen to you in the divine time and order. And just like myself, all I did is watch a beautiful TV show that I found to be enjoyable, and it got me on my path, okay? You've got to follow your passion, okay? I'm getting something is coming in the future for you, so you've got to get ready. It is coming, okay? And that will be, you know, your life's purpose, okay? And I'm getting, you know, we're in the month of February. March 20th is the first day of spring. During the spring season is when you're going to see these changes happen, okay? I'm getting this is the time that you could actually see your dreams manifesting. Okay?
Wonderful.
You have you put those intentions out to the universe, Nancy. You've got to stay positive. Do not overanalyze. Go with the flow and allow miracles to come in. You know, set those intentions and be ready for all the good stuff that's coming in the spring. Okay? One of the ways to help everything to manifest, again, would be positive affirmations. Do you like essential oils? Do you like flower essences? All of these will be really important to helping you to, you know, have your dreams come into fruition. So do you do any of that? Do you use any kind of essential oils or, you know, positive affirmations?
Oils.
Okay, because those are really, really important. They're going to help
you. I use affirmations all the time, and I use the I am affirmations.
Yes.
And I feel really good and at peace now. That's what's interesting is I feel I'm following.
Okay, and I'm also getting Mother Mary is with you to really help you to love yourself more and to really see, you know, yourself through the eyes of love. You are worthy of all the good stuff that you've been thinking about, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Mother Mary is just wrapping you in her heavenly embrace. She's got this beautiful blue blanket of love and peace around you. And she's saying, my beautiful child, nurture yourself. And really, you know, really just do, you know, what you need to do to just take it easy and allow us to come in and help you to see yourself through the eyes of love. This is a time that you've got to sort of rest and wait for spring. It's like, you know, nothing's going to bloom yet, and you're going to heal in the process. Were there any issues between you and your mother? Because I'm getting, you know, motherly issues.
Yes, there was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll Mother Mary to come in now after the show. If you could sit with her quietly, she's going to come in, and she's going to help you with those motherly issues. Okay?
This
is sort of like a time of renewal for you, Nancy. It's a time of rebirth. And this is a time that you're going to really get to know yourself better. And with that being said, we have a couple minutes left. I'm going to turn the airwaves over to Brenda, and I thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Brenda?
Yes. So what I have for you, Nancy, is the heart chakra card popped up. So everything today has been about the heart or love or whatever. So the heart chakra, love is the heart of the matter. Your heart is the center within your physical being, attuned most to love. It's safe for you to love and to be loved with an open heart. And as the angels stand with you in perfect protection and guidance. So they're there with you. They love you. They want, you know, they believe your heart chakra is ready to receive as much as it can give. And you're on track with the I ams and, you know, just connect a little bit more with Mother Mary. And I think you're going to see some miracles happen very shortly. So thank you so much for being with us. I hope that helps. And many blessings.
Many blessings to
Excellent.
You both. Thank you.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. So with that, DC, go ahead.
The angel is saying, before we go, everybody, when they get off, you know, air with us, please sit for a couple moments in silence to connect with the divine, okay? And you're going to
Excellent.
See how those couple minutes are going to be so beneficial.
Especially with this being the week of love, right? You know, really opening up your heart to receive and give. And just like we have here with the Power Hour. And as such, take a deep, beautiful breath in through your nose and out from your heart, out through your heart. And let's release our hands in the energetic vortex that we've created here. And as we go back into our separate ways again, just know that you are love and you are loved. You are blessed. And you are blessing. So thank you, everyone, for being with us. And, DC, thank you again for another amazing week.
Brenda, thank you. And I just want to say that the angels of love are with us because this is a very special week. And those of you that are looking for love, be prepared for it. Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so goodbye for now, everyone. Love you all.
Love you all. Bye.